Hey, this is Dr. Dan Purser. I know, hate to throw this live at you like this without a warning, but we're going to talk about the genetic causes of anxiety. And there are about 10 of them. Brecken is here. Jackson, do you have your kalimba? What are you doing over there? Are you going to play the theme song?
No.
Okay, no theme song today.
I have another one, yeah.
Oh, no, you're going to do that thing you do?
Yeah.
Can we sing along to it? We love genetics. We love vitamins.
All right. Now we're all there.
Oh, that's it? We're done?
Yep.
That was quick. It's not a very long theme song.
No.
So we're going to talk about all the reasons I see anxiety all day long, because I see a lot of it every day. It's kind of unintentional, some of it. Or some of it, they're coming to me going, they won't take the meds. They don't want to take Valium or Xanax. That's a dead end. Eventually, because you end up addicted, you need more and more and more of it. It's a nightmare. And so especially college students, parents come up here and find them at either BYU or University of Utah or Utah Valley University. We have literally about 150,000 college students around us. And I get a few of them, more than a few of them in here for anxiety issues. So even though I'm not a psychiatrist, the parents think it's something genetic because dad has it or his brother has it or whatever, or her brother has it, our sister. So let's dig into this. Let's not waste time.
Yeah.
Brecken, go ahead. Do you have anything to say or add? You have questions? Ask me questions because it makes it more interesting.
Yeah, so you mentioned genetics, like family. You just listed, oh, my uncle has anxiety. So does that mean that it is a genetic thing? It correlates through the family? Like,
it's funny because I think most physicians think, that's a good question, because most physicians think they don't know what causes anxiety. They have no idea. They have a few odd comments that I remember things I used to say, like, your thyroid might be too high, Melba, you know, stuff like that, when it wasn't the problem at all. So, yeah, it's usually genetic. The most common cause I see for it is MTHFR.
Yeah.
MTHFR causes certain vitamin deficiencies like B12, folate, and certain amino acid deficiencies like glutamine, phenylalanine, and stuff like that. And so you need to take those, or some of those will cause bad anxiety. We'll get to those more in a minute. So if you deal properly with MTHFR, take a good methylation support product like our MTHFR daily. And according to how many SNPs you have, if you have 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14 SNPs, you're going to need anywhere from, or even 20 or 30. I've seen 29 methylation SNPs before, but you're going to be anywhere from 1 to maybe 8 of those a day to control your symptoms, your fatigue. You create enough energy, create enough ATP, and not have anxiety. That'd be probably one of the more likely causes I see. So so you can get one of our Pro 7s. It's probably the best genetic test. I developed it myself with GX Sciences down in Austin for anxiety in college students, but it's for anyone. It works for anyone.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you some of those results as we go forward, or before we end today. I even have them highlighted right here. It's kind of cool.
So you mentioned the Pro 7, which looks at a bunch of different gene mutations and deficiencies.
It looks at all the methylation SNPs. It looks at all the mitochondrial SNPs, the key ones, and it looks at all the anxiety SNPs that I knew of and know of.
Yeah. And you just said MTHFR untreated can cause a lot of anxiety, but there are specific genes that you commonly see also cause more severe anxiety, right? Yeah. What are those ones?
Well, right here, I've got off our Pro 7. I highlighted a few. I don't know if they can see it. Can they see that?
I think
TikTok can't see it.
Yeah, okay. Here they are. Right here.
Yeah.
SLC6A4 and the GAD1, GAD2 SNPs. Those are two of them. We're going to get to the third one here in a second. So SLC6A4, you can't make hydroxytryptophan. You can't hydroxylate tryptophan.
What's that?
Yeah, which really calms you down. Allows you to stay kind of, if you have an SLC6A4, you'll have an undercurrent of anxiety all the time if you're homozygous. And this one happens to be homozygous. This is someone we know quite well. She's triple homozygous. She's got one SNPs that are homozygous. And the SLC6A4, which is homozygous. So not only can she not hydroxylate tryptophan and create 5-HTP, you have to take it every day, sometimes twice a day, to get that under control. Or if you have GAD1, it tends to cause panic attacks. So one is constant, the SLC6A4, so is another one we're going to talk about. But GAD1 and GAD2 SNPs, you can't make enough GABA. And GABA, you probably heard of it. If you have that genetic SNP, it's a miracle. Valium, Xanax, all the benzodiazepines are designed to grab a hold of that GABA receptor and hang on for dear life. That's why they're so addicting. But the GABA is also higher power made that to grab onto the GABA receptor and do the same thing. So taking natural GABA is like taking Valium or Xanax, but it's not addicting. It becomes succinate and several other neurotransmitters the next day. Succinate helps your Krebs cycle, your citric acid cycle. You can't function with your citric acid cycle if you can't produce GABA. So if you have a GAD1 or GAD2 errors or enough of them, you're making very little GABA and you're gonna have panic attacks all the time. So I use PharmaGABA. Do I even have any of that one?
Not up here.
I didn't bring any up. I chew those, that's from Designs for Health. And if you saw it on the list here, but if you want to know, get our Pro 7 test. It'll tell you. But I won't tell you. The Pro 7 will tell you about the SLC6A4, but the Imputed NutriTracker won't tell you about the SLC6A4. It will tell you all about your GAD1, GAD2 SNPs or errors. So that's why I designed this test, because I couldn't find the SLC6A4 hardly anywhere.
Yeah.
So GAD1, I take GABA at night. I have that particular problem. I'll take it if I'm on a long plane trip. I hate having panic attacks.
Yeah.
So start climbing the wall, feeling like you're going to go crazy. You take that GABA and it's gone. 30 minutes later, more like 20 to 30 minutes later, you just don't have the problem.
I feel like you commonly see GABA and the, is it tryptophan? How do you say that one?
Yeah, tryptophan.
Tryptophan, you see those in a lot of sleep supplements, because I think a lot of people, their anxiety comes out at night. Yeah.
But that pharma GABA, the chewable stuff, yeah. I tried a bunch of different GABAs off Amazon. None of them worked very well. If you take too much GABA, it can cause wakefulness or anxiety.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you don't want... So it suppresses your neurofunctionality and your GABA receptor because it grabs a hold and it just calms it down, like Valium and Xanax do. So it becomes very overfired, kind of misfires and just quits firing. So that's how you get relaxation and decrease anxiety.
You said there was three. What's the third most common one you see?
Well, that's a secret.
Oh, it's a secret.
No, I'll tell you.
I was like, wow.
No, it's not a secret. It's ATG-1601. Here it is on the, this is page 7 on the Pro 7. ATG-1601. This person is horribly double homozygous. That causes a severe, constant anxiety.
Like an underlying, always there buzzing?
Always there, yeah. Crazy. And it's really annoying. So they can never get away from it. Double homozygous is bad. But it's actually pretty easily treated. So the problem with ATG-1601, I gotta drink more water.
You're good.
The problem with ATG-1601 is it warps our inositol receptors. You have a dysfunctional inositol receptor. So these patients tend to have really low testosterone levels, whether male or female, low libido, high anxiety, think of them as nervous little birds. But the only treatment that works for it, because the way that it deforms the inositol receptor, is you can absorb the mirror image of inositol. It's so weird. And I have that too, just not very badly. but I have a son with it severely. And if you're like this, double homozygous, you're going to have bad anxiety. Mm-hmm. 99% chance you will. Kids are running into someone who's like, no, I don't have anxiety. I'm like, I don't know why. Maybe it's not turned on, but you should have anxiety.
That's a good question. Someone asked too in the comments is, they have the genes, but they don't feel like overtly anxious.
Yeah,
doesn't
don't worry about
sometimes
it.
Get triggered by like a traumatic event or a health thing?
Yeah, then
or
you didn't buy GABA or
and
something.
And then it just hits sometimes for people, right?
Yeah, something turns them on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those guys won that Nobel Prize of Medicine for figuring out that some genes are turned on, some are turned off. The problem is they couldn't find
you
out
don't know
how that happened.
Yeah.
Biotech companies are trying to figure that out still.
It's crazy.
We don't do that kind of research, but it is interesting.
Yeah.
So you take D-chironositol, DCI. I like the Zazie brand on Amazon. It's cheap. It's 50 milligrams, smallest dose out there. If you take too much DCI, you'll get drowsy. You'll get sleepy if you have this problem. Mm. It'll be like you took a major Benadryl that day. So, or 10 Benadryl. But it just kind of calms you down. So you start with one a day for a week. Go, oh, that's not working. Go to two a day. If you're double homozygous, you're probably going to end up on, this sounds crazy, but 5 to 6 a day. But there's no other way. Otherwise, you're going to be taking 500 milligram DCIs and it's going to be too much. So, but 5 to 6 a day is usually for the people who are double homozygous.
Pretty sweet spot.
If you're double heterozygous, like I am, 1 to 3 maybe.
Yeah.
So it just calms you down, but only for this condition. And your testosterone comes up.
Yeah.
So because it's still a nosol, it's a mirror image of a nosol, but it can still work in some of your pathways.
And at the very beginning of this, you said this test, you originally created it for like teenagers or college age kids, because that's where you started to see a lot of anxiety.
I had a lot of parents calling going, Bobby's going to the University of Utah. The doctor there in the health clinic put him on Xanax. Bobby's 17. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
And we're coming up. We're coming up from California. Can he come in and see you? And I go, yeah. So we go in. We get the genetic testing done, and then we do a Zoom call later and go over all the results.
Yeah. But it can really be for anyone. It doesn't.
Yeah, it can be for anyone. It doesn't have to be a college.
Anxiety doesn't.
No.
Just hit those kinds.
Doesn't really differentiate. Or if you have some child, you're worried about being anxious. Yeah. I mean, get these pretty young. If you can swab their mouth, it's easy to do, and the results come back fast.
Are there any symptoms of anxiety that people don't realize are anxiety? Because like you could have these genes, but you don't recognize it.
Heart palpitations, stuff like that. When you're like,
No, it's interesting.
Yeah, you can't sit still. You're climbing the wall. Okay, there's also certain amino acids if you're deficient in them. Certain vitamins if you're deficient in them. Will cause bad anxiety. So we do that CMA. So that's really part of figuring out what your anxiety issues are. Like if you're low in tryptophan, you're going to be anxious. If you're low in glutamine, you're going to be anxious. If you're low in phenylalanine, you're going to be anxious. So those all help with neurotransmitters. Tryptophan is how you make serotonin and melatonin. So you're going to be really anxious. Back to that. GABA. I'll take GAD1 and GAD2. I take Insomnitol chewables from Design for Health. That's like a godsend. I'll chew that with a Pharma GABA, and I can sleep.
Wow, that's awesome.
So for years I've laid there writing books in my brain, you know, getting 4 hours sleep, blah, blah, blah. Like, and that's, you want your doctor to kind of have that problem because they should be worried about everything. And I was just a worry wart. Now at least I can sleep some, so.
What about, this is a question from the comments, but PCOS, is that commonly associated with anxiety in these genes, or what do you see?
That's a whole different deal entirely. Okay. Usually they have a really high testosterone level.
Yeah.
That in of itself can cause anxiety. PCOS, though, all cases I've ever met have bad or significant MTHFR.
So that's a correlation?
Yeah, so it's part of the picture. I just don't. What the other parts are, I haven't ever been able to nail those down yet. So, but they're there. I also usually see problems with certain vitamin deficiencies that cause their insulin receptors not to function correctly, so they get insulin resistance when they have PCOS. I haven't been able to tie it all together yet.
Yeah.
But that's how I treat it, just so you know. Lots of progesterone, deal with their insulin receptor dysfunction, bring that down. also bring and give the natural progesterone, oddly enough, brings down their testosterone levels, and they can live normal lives.
It's awesome.
So, yeah, so phenylalanine, glutamine, tryptophan, B12, B9, and iron. Iron's a big, iron deficiency will cause anxiety.
Mm.
That sounds strange, but
yeah.
You're so tired and wobbly and feel horrible, and some people just get anxious.
You just don't know.
Hypothyroidism causes a lot more anxiety than hyperthyroidism, too. It's a common misconception by physicians and patients. So.
Did you say 5-HTP is a supplement to take if you have anxiety?
If you have SLC6A4.
That gene. Someone was asking in the comments, they take that, but they feel like it made them angry.
Good, don't take it.
Is that too much?
You don't have the problem.
Yeah, they don't have it. So try a different.
You're guessing, and that's all right, but just know if you don't have the right reaction, you're probably wrong.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's anything else on here. Lithium deficiency will cause anxiety.
Yeah, you see that a lot.
Yeah, I see that a whole lot.
Yeah.
So that's all on that CMA we do. It's a cellular micronutrient assay or intracellular micronutrient assay. So any other questions on there?
Yeah, what about homozygous on CBS genes?
That causes a really high homocysteine level. I have patients tell me their homocysteine levels are normal with that. They may be barely normal, or if they're really malnourished, it could be low. And so they think I'm wrong, but no, if you're healthy and don't have any vitamin deficiencies, the homocysteine level is going to be high. It causes a lot of inflammation and pain. And of course, pain can cause anxiety, especially a lot of inflammation. I think SOD2, SOD3 homozygosities can cause pain and inflammation, so you'll get anxiety.
Yeah.
So pain will cause anxiety. We all know it. If you want to find out, let someone shoot you in the leg, you'll find out really quick if you're having anxiety.
That's a good way to tell. Easy, right?
Easy, quick.
It's probably the best way.
No, don't do that. I'm joking.
If you ever come to our clinic. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
No.
Can't joke like that anymore.
I know. I'm sorry.
We'll get in trouble.
Hey, one thing I wanted to mention in that MTHFR daily product we came out with, we actually put inositol in this one.
Yeah.
As part of the B vitamin complex. It's for all these people with MTHFR.
Yeah.
It's exactly for us.
Yeah, because I saw it. I kept seeing it on that cellular micronutrient assay, and that's why I had to add it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very good.
We think we have the most complete methylation support product on the planet. There's some other good ones. Don't get me wrong. Try them all, but we have the best. I mean, that's our third iteration, and they get better every time. We have thousands of people who take those.
You have a bottle right there if you want to show it. Just
there it is.
Quick.
It's in our TikTok store.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. And on our website, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I hear glutathione helps some people. They take it before bed at night.
I've heard that for a long time from other people, other companies, specifically for those detox.
I don't know how theirs are working because they can't work like ours does. We have the patent because it works. So yeah. I don't know what else. So let me clear up glutathione for a second. I'm on two separate patents. One while I was doing research with USC, the PharmD team down there on our pituitary endocrinology team, when we weren't doing actual work, which we weren't, none of us were being paid for anyway, we were just doing research, having fun with it. But we outside of USC, we developed this first functional glutathione. It's called Glutaryl with a YL, Glutaryl. It's by Auro Pharma down there, AURO. I'm on that patent, so they let us sell it. We discounted a little. So it's in the this year. It was considered to be so good they put it in the Academy Awards nomination bag for the people who got nominated for Academy Awards as gifts. It's one of the items in there. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
It's topical because it can resurface your skin, get rid of wrinkles, and get rid of aging, stuff like that. But what it really does is it massively increases your blood levels of glutathione. So it's a really good product. So we have lots of that right now.
Eternal Youth, yeah.
Yeah, Eternal Youth.
That one's back up on our website, and we just put it back on TikTok too. So if you want to take a look at that one, that's the best glutathione.
We have our VARs Oral. We have our Revive, but we have which is also a good product. We have patents all over the world on that.
Yeah.
When's our VARS oral going to be ready?
The oral supplement, I mean, yeah, we're working hard on it, but it's still probably
like
2 months
out. I like your vagary of your answer. Mm-hmm. 1 or 2 months out, I'm gonna kill. Oh, wow.
It's 2 months. We're trying to finalize all of the testing, making sure everything is clean and good to go so that when we come back with our VARS glutathione, it is the best.
We're not going to have any big holdups like this again, right?
Nah, once it's out, it's out.
I mean, we have that patent on it. We have it patented all over the world. It's the only oral glutathione that works out there. Well, it's been validated. A lot of them say they work, but show us the validation. So, you know, if you think you've got that good of glutathione, get a patent on it.
Yeah,
but good luck, because you're going to violate ours probably.
I always like to talk about how most glutathione products are very equivalent to taking NAC.
NAC is
the main holdup in your body when it's trying to make glutathione. If you don't have glutathione genetic problems, NAC is the determining factor, getting enough in your own diet. And so glutathione,
one of the determining factors.
Yes, it's the one of the three amino acids, but the one that you can't make.
Glutamine can be one of them too.
It can be, yeah.
I see glutamine deficiencies more than I see NAC deficiency. Really?
That's fascinating.
So real quick, I love talking about glutathione. We haven't really talked about it over the last couple months. But so the thing is, most glutathione products, they're oxidized glutathione. And so that way they aren't the active form of it that gets right to work in your body. And so when Dr. Purser talks about why we patent glutathione, how we handle antioxidants, it's because it's in its true reduced form.
Yeah, it's always reduced. Yeah.
What's so cool is now we're working with some other companies on other ingredients that keep other antioxidants in their reduced form, like our CoQ10 in the Brightburn product. It's a ubiquinol. It's a truly reduced ubiquinol product.
Yeah, we're going to come out with a 400, within a 400 milligram capsule.
We're talking about it.
So you don't take so many CoQ10.
Yeah.
And we're going to really keep the price low on that.
Yeah. So again, so circling back all around, the reason why we take such care to use the correct ingredients, it's because of these genetics. Because certain people, they have to use this right kinds of things because their genetics are they limit them.
Man, people, I talk to people all day long, are just grabbing stuff off the internet, or they have some favorite brand they like. I'm like, well, these three products for them are really good, but that one sucks. So, they're taking some glutathione capsule. I'm like, that may help a little long term, because you'll eventually recycle some of it to real reduced glutathione, but if you have the genetics for it. But if not, like if you have CBS, like that one lady asked, you're going to have a real problem making, because you convert homocysteine, which is evil and rotten and terrible and inflammatory and causes even pain and maybe some anxiety too, to glutathione, which is wonderful, good, angelic, marvelous God molecule, all that, and which cools things off. Why does God do that trickery with us? It's crazy.
And then how much all of that is connected directly into MTHFR, all those pathways. It's all interconnected. It's crazy.
And if you have your homozygous C677T or A1298, so you're even compound heterozygous, you're going to make less glutathione.
Yeah.
A lot less.
Yeah.
Because that's another cycle that does that. Most cycles end up in that whole field, end up making glutathione. It's our number one antioxidant. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So, and people ask me, is SOD 2, SOD 3, or SOD booster has some impact upon methylation? If it does, I don't know what it is. Yeah. It's a whole separate anti-inflammatory beast. So, okay, any other questions?
Real quick, sorry, I don't mean to always promote our products, but people are always asking, like, when is SOD Booster coming back? It's being built right now. We should have it back in hand here next week, and so if anything, it will be up on the stores again the following Monday.
And we're doubling the number in there.
We are, 60 capsules.
We're excited.
And we're charging only a couple dollars more.
Yep.
So we're trying to keep the price down drastically.
That one has been a hit with people. It's another one that just really works.
Seriously, if you have MCAS, you need to try it. If you have friends with MCAS, they need to try it. The first thing they can do is go look at their imputed or complete NutriTracker, or go get one, ancestry.com, then NutriTracker, and see if they have a SOD3 homozygosity. If they do, that's the real cause. Well, that's the real piece that's missing from all the MCAS research out there. I don't know, the patients they're talking to are taking 4 to 6 a day of them to control their MCAS. We never saw that coming.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But so SOD3 is the answer for because everyone has a little extra, well, not everyone, but a lot of people have the extra alpha tryptase production, and that's the test they run to see if you have MCAS, and they'll say not everyone who has high alpha tryptase or excess alpha tryptase has MCAS. They don't know why some people have it and some people don't. MCAS is mast cell activation syndrome. SOD3 stabilizes mast cells in your body. And if you can't make it, good luck. You're going to be have crazy mast cells.
Crazy.
So, yeah, and our SOD3 has a lot in there.
Yeah.
So it's a game changer, life changer for that.
What about lowering cortisol levels?
Cortisol levels, usually because you have inflammation or pain elsewhere, or problems elsewhere, yeah, or stress elsewhere. Deal with that appropriately and it'll come down.
Interesting enough, even PQQ has some data around it as well.
For lowering cortisol.
Yep, for lowering cortisol, following those same pathways.
Yeah, because if you can't remember stuff, it gets really frustrating, get angry, and cortisol level goes up.
I get PQQ. We have a super validated version.
Bright brain.
Yeah, it's cool.
This is what? Sorry.
You know you misspelled bright on that. B-R-I-G-H-T.
It's unique.
This is going
That's
back
another
to
company.
This is going back to anxiety. They said, what could cause sudden onset of general and mainly social setting anxiety? Is that a genetic thing or is that?
If they never had it before, it's usually a vitamin deficiency. Mm.
Which you see a lot.
People they're like, I'm 28. I suddenly developed a severe anxiety. I'm like, well, it ain't genetic. So it's going to be a, well, the problem is vitamin deficiencies are mostly genetic. The intracellular stuff is.
They all tie together.
It's a vitamin deficiency causing them.
Yeah. And so when you usually recommend people get testing, do you usually say go genetics first or do you say go intracellular?
We're genetics and the rubber. Sorry, I'm interrupting. I'm getting tired. You're good. I got more patients to see.
But I know.
We've only got a couple more minutes.
When the genetics, when they hit real life, when they hit the road, when the rubber meets the road, it's with vitamin deficiencies. How those genetic steps harm you is... the heater comes on, my throat dries out.
Yeah.
When the genetics hit you, the way they hurt you is by causing vitamin deficiencies or reutilization or receptor problems.
Mm.
That's how they try and kill you.
Yeah.
But that's how they unintentionally kill you. So that's where the rubber meets the road. I like to say that because otherwise everyone's like, yeah, you have this genetic problem. It's magic. It's going to kill you. We're not quite sure why. You know what? Listen, let me tell you why. Because probably because you can't either absorb certain forms of vitamins, so there are other ways to get around that. There's always a workaround.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're overutilizing it and need extra.
Yep.
So, and it's my job to figure that out. So, okay. I talked enough.
There's one more. I know you like talking about this one. PEMT.
Wow.
And just real quick, we can finish on that one.
PEMT, you can't.
It's a gene mutation.
Yeah, it's a gene mutation. PEMT causes liver failure, causes obesity, causes diabetes, causes gallbladder disease, and eventually you die from it because you can't make phosphatidylcholine. I'll say it slowly. Phosphatidylcholine. You can't phosphorylate or add the phosphatidyl group to the choline. You can't do it. If you have PEMT and homozygous, you're not going to do that. So if you take phosphatidylcholine, all the other stuff goes away. So I've had patients where their whole family, their sisters, their mom, dad, have either died from liver failure or on the liver transplant list, and they have PEMT. And no, I had this one lady in Atlanta. She knows who she is, but I'm not going to mention her, but she goes to one of the top hepatology specialists in the world. She's a nurse, and he's in Atlanta. She has bad PEMT, and all her family's gone through this. And the hepatologist, this world-famous hepatologist, didn't know about it. You need to look at your imputed new tracker and see if you have PEMT. It could explain why you can't drink alcohol, why medicines make you nuts or make you feel horrible, stuff like that, because your liver has never worked right. So, but you can make it work right by adding phosphatidylcholine. I like that liquid gel 420, phosphatidylcholine. Yeah, I'm saying it too fast. I'm tired, but phosphatidylcholine from Design for Health.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we can figure that out. We'll give you the link to it. It's good stuff. Don't buy it on Amazon. They charge you a lot on there for it.
Yeah. Now, reach the practice. We're always happy to help facilitate any of these ones, especially designed for health. One last thing, there were a lot of people that jumped on the live later. Can we run through just those top supplements that you talked about for anxiety?
Oh, yeah. For SLC684, it's 5-HTP. You got to take HTP. For ATG1601, you take D-chironositol. The only one I know that really is low enough dose to play around with it is Zazie on Amazon. I got to be careful because they can bury a company. They'll sell 1 million bottles tomorrow and not know why. So, holy crap, I feel bad for them now. And I take it too. So does my son, because it's great for anxiety. It's you take it every day. And if you have certain hetero or homozygosities, you start with one, keep working your way up to you're like, I have no more anxiety, and I feel great. So you take the Zazie. Also for GAD-1, GAD-2 SNPs, which causes panic attacks. I have that and I get them. It's GABA. I like the Pharma GABA, again, from Design Spell, because it's chewable and quick. It's like natural Valium for your brain. GABA we make to soothe our brain, help us sleep at night, help us self-soothe. But some of us can't make it because of the next steps we got. So as a physician, I got to tell you, having anxiety is not a bad thing because it gets me up checking things. I get up at 6 o'clock, going through labs, getting ready for the day. I drive my wife crazy, everyone crazy around me. This is my way it's going to be. My mom had the same thing, God bless her soul. Also, the vitamin deficiencies I most commonly see for anxiety, phenylalanine, lithium, glutamine, iron, lithium, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And tryptophan.
And sorry, this is one more, but we got a bunch of people asking, what's the one that the vitamin deficiency you commonly see with like social anxiety or like that onset anxiety? Wouldn't it be lithium is what you see a lot?
Lithium is probably the most common.
Yeah, that's what we commonly see.
Not lithium carbonate, the drug. I use lithium orotate, the vitamin.
Yep.
You can get the Wayland version off Amazon and try it. If you can't figure it out, we're here.
Yep.
So get our I did that, designed that Pro 7 strictly for genetic anxiety.
Yep. So. Yep, reach to the practice, call or email. We're always happy to help answer all these questions. We can work with people all over the U.S. and internationally.
This is vitamins.
Those vitamins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to get you going.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Mom will get mad. Okay, bye, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
You're still on TikTok for a second.
TikTokers.